Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. One of the verses in this hymn says, "Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold." The author of this hymn, Francis Havergal, says, "It does not mean that because we have 10 shillings in our purse, we're pledged to put it all into the next collecting plate, else we should have none for the next call. But it does mean that every shilling, or every dollar, is to be held at my Lord's disposal and is distinctly not my own. All of our money belongs to Jesus. We are using it and taking care of it. Everything we have should belong to Jesus. It's not ours, it's His, and He has given us its use.
Take my life and
Hello, boys and girls. We're continuing our story about seven special helpers. Have you ever been a special helper? Maybe for your mom or your dad? Maybe for your grandpa or your grandma? Maybe you've run and gotten things for them or helped them in the kitchen or cleaning the garage. There's all kinds of ways that you can be a helper. And the early church that was just getting started, it was like a brand new baby. It needed some special helpers. Those 12 apostles could not do it all on their own. And so this week we're learning about what caused them to share the responsibility of taking care of this church with others. Let's bow our heads and pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Lord, we want to pray that you will give us your Spirit, your wisdom, your eyes to see, your ears to hear, and hearts to understand. Please come into our hearts today. Amen. Everyone was happy. They were all busy. The church was growing in Jerusalem. But guess who wasn't happy? You're right. Satan. He wasn't happy at all, and he knew that as long as the people had the love of Jesus in their hearts, the church would just keep on growing. Did Satan want the church to keep growing? No, he didn't. That meant that the word would spread about Jesus being the Messiah and the Savior. People would have hope and happiness. And is that what Satan wants for us? No, he wants death and he wants destruction. In the Jerusalem church were some Jews who had grown up in places where the common language was Greek. They spoke the Greek language and lived like the people live in the countries from which they came. They were called Grecians or Hellenists from Hellas, the name of ancient Greece. So you had these people that were from Greece that were living in Jerusalem. Well, at first, these Grecian Jews and the Hebrews, they were also Jews. They were happy being together in Jerusalem. They were happy working together in the church. They all loved Jesus, and Jesus' love was filling their hearts. It was changing them. But before they believed in Jesus, each group had been suspicious of the other. And now Satan was tempting them to be that way again. Do you remember the story about the Samaritans and how the Samaritans and the Jews didn't get along? Well, it's kind of like that with the Grecians and the Jews. They were all in the same church. They were all together. But all of a sudden, some jealousy started to creep into the hearts of the Grecians, and they started to think about, you know, before we were all together, we didn't used to like each other. I wonder if they still don't like us. I wonder if anything's changed. Well, the Grecian believers began to imagine that the Hebrew believers were being treated better than they were. They began complaining that the Greek widows were not getting as much help as the Hebrew widows. Do you know what a widow is? It's someone who has lost their husband. And oftentimes, at least in Bible times, the widows had a hard time living or surviving after their husbands died because of the culture, because of what they would do back then. The men were the head of the house. The men were the what we call breadwinners. They would go and they would work hard to earn the money, and the women would stay at home and take care of the children and take care of the house. Well, now these widows didn't have anyone to take care of them, and so the church there in Jerusalem was really working hard to take care of these widows. But the Grecians, the people from Greece that were worshiping all together with the other Christians, they started thinking and imagining that their widows, the people from Greece who were widows, they weren't getting the help that they needed, not like the Hebrew widows. And this just wasn't fair. We can read about it in Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. We are going to read Acts today. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job. Acts chapter, you're right, chapter 6, verse 1. The books are divided into chapters, and we're going to read chapter 6. And then once you read chapter 6, then we're going to read verse 1. Let's see what that says. What was going on?
Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
How do you think that the disciples felt when they heard complaints like this? Everything had been going so well, and now there was division in the church. People were arguing, and they didn't like it. There was jealousy. The Hellenists, or the people from Greece, they were suspicious. They were looking at the others thinking, are they trying to do things to hurt us? Are they trying to keep more than their fair share? When we start thinking that maybe something is true, even if we can't be sure that it's true, it's called being suspicious. For example, if I see there is a plate of cookies on the counter and I had just made them and they smell so good, but I told the boys don't eat any cookies until after lunch. And then as I'm going about my day, I look over and it seems like the plate of cookies is getting smaller and smaller. It looks like there's cookies that have been disappearing. So I start thinking, I wonder if the boys have been sneaking cookies. I'm being suspicious. I'm wondering if something is true. Now, it might be true or it might not. Maybe it was the dog that got up and started snitching the cookies. I don't know. It's just a made-up story. But that is being suspicious. You start going, I wonder. And you're starting to put the different pieces of information together, and you start wondering and you're suspicious. Someone's doing something that maybe they're not supposed to, or that maybe they shouldn't be doing. It is the one way that Satan uses to get people to stop loving and trusting each other. If people love and trust each other, they get along, they don't fight, they're happy, and that makes Satan angry. So he tries to make people think that things are going on that maybe really aren't going on, or start thinking that our friends are doing something that's wrong. He tries to get us suspicious and to plant those thoughts of jealousy towards others, or wanting things to be fair, when we need to love each other and trust each other and care for each other. What do you think the disciples are going to do? Do you think they're going to get angry and mad at the Hellenists? Or do you think that they're going to talk to Jesus and figure out a way that everyone can get along and be happy? What do you think? Well, I'm not going to tell you the answer. You'll have to come back next time. Before we go, though, Jesus wants us to have love in our hearts to everyone. He doesn't want us to be jealous or to be angry when things may not appear to be fair. He wants us to be kind and to be loving. I want to be kind and loving today, don't you? Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Lord, I want to pray that you will be in our hearts and in our lives, that you will help us to be kind and loving to each other and to those around us. Give us your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Our memory verse today is from 1 Corinthians. Everything should be done decently and in order. When you do your work, when you do your chores, when you do your school, it's important that we do everything decently and in order. That's the way Jesus wants us to be. And I want to do that, don't you?
1 Corinthians 14:40.
Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.